What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Go online to schedule your next appointment at OrthoCincy.com. That's OrthoCincy.com. I am your host, Double T Travis there, and you'll have to bear with me on this Monday evening for this edition of Crunch Time because I don't have much of a voice left over from the Rivertown Classic over the weekend. Pretty taxing to call two games in one night, four total for yours truly. Thanks so much to my broadcast colleagues, Bill Smith, Mike Perleberg, Chuck Thomas, for helping out at the Rivertown Classic. But after the boys' consolation and championship games on Saturday, my voice is a little worse for the wear, so I will try my best to get through this next 30 minutes without completely losing my voice, although some of you might be hopeful that that does happen. Let's jump right into things here. Monday, January 9th, 2023, on the rundown this evening, Rivertown Classic recap. We're going to get to the Ripley County Tournament. The EIAC Swimming and Diving Championship took place over the weekend, and we're going to tell you about a big upcoming wrestling duel that's going to be happening here in the area. And if some time allows for it at the end, I do want to maybe share some thoughts on the Bengals in their upcoming playoff run. Hopefully it's going to be a deep one again this season. But let's jump into our Rivertown Classic recap and start with the girls tournament. Back last Wednesday, first round action, had the pleasure of calling the first two games with Bill Smith. And that first game in the first round, Switzerland County defeating South Dearborn 40-37. That might have been the closest contested game of the whole entire tournament. Won't say that the play was super sharp throughout the whole four quarters of that game, but the competitiveness was certainly at a high level. These teams went back and forth for four quarters, Switzerland County coming out on top in the end. Courtney Higgins was really good in this game. She was in tack mode from the very beginning, had a game-high 16 points, did a good job of getting her teammates involved as well. Bree Stowe being one of those, who was also in double figures with 10 points. For South Dearborn in that first-round game, I thought Natalie Cantrell played maybe one of her best games of the season. 15 points. She was super disruptive on the defensive end, creating a lot of havoc, deflections, steals, getting her team out in transition and giving them an opportunity to score some easy baskets. And Natalie Rupp came on strong in the second half, scoring 7 points and nearly helping the Lady Knights come from behind to win that game. But that one was super competitive. Very fun game to tip things off at the Rivertown Classic. When you go into game two this past Wednesday, and Rising Sun in Lawrenceburg tipping it up there. Lawrenceburg had won the previous six Rivertown Classic Championships, so they were the favorite in this game. And after the first quarter, Lady Tigers led it 16-12. Some really good offense throughout that first quarter. The game was flowing freely, and there was a lot of points obviously being scored in that game. But Lawrenceburg went on an amazing run, in particular in the second and third quarters, where they got absolutely blistering hot from downtown. They ended up hitting 12 threes in that game. Lizzie Reeder finished with a team high 25 points. That was 5 off of the single game scoring mark in the girls tournament set by Lucy Kerrigan. 30 point performance back in 2018. Aubrey Labazo, freshman guard, 15 points. Thought she played excellent. Brooklyn Craig came off the bench, scored 10. And then for Rising Sun, they had Jenna Peelman and Alyssa Simpson with 13 points each in that contest. But had it not been for the hot shooting from downtown from Lawrenceburg, this game would have been a lot closer. And I will say this, Lawrenceburg played an excellent game. You score 78, that's going to be one of their top performances of the season. But for this Rising Sun team, the 5 starters in particular, they have all played a ton of varsity basketball. And from where they were at 2 years ago to where they are now, they just look like a completely different bunch. They are so composed out there. The ball handling so much better than it was a couple of years ago. They're scoring the basketball, playing just better in all facets of the game. It's just really cool to see that on-court maturation process come to life and visibly see these young ladies get better year in and year out. So when they get into sectional play, I think this is a team that can really cause some problems because they have a really good guard play. Bailey Morris, excellent point guard, handles the ball very, very well, can score it as well. And Alyssa Simpson with the double-double that she averages it down low. And when they get contributions scoring the ball from Peelman and Groover and Powell, then they're very, very tough to beat. So while they lost that first-round game to Lawrenceburg, I was still very impressed by Rising Sun. And how could you not be impressed by Lawrenceburg? Their freshman guards, they don't play like freshmen. You have sophomores in Cameron Ferreira and Natalie Caniga, who certainly look the part as well. And then when you factor in the senior leadership of Lizzie Reeder and Nicole Howes, Howes knocking down three threes in that first game, this is a team that I really, really like, and I'm looking forward to seeing them in sectional play as well. But as we move on to Friday night, the girls' consolation and championship games, Rising Sun defeating South Dearborn 49-41 in the consolation game. Rising Sun was able to score in the paint. That turned into getting them some baskets beyond the arc as well, kind of playing inside out. And it was a game dominated by Alyssa Simpson and Bailey Morris, 16 points each. Shiners won the rebounding battle as well, which a lot of times if you win on the glass, you're going to win on the scoreboard. And when you look at South Dearborn, Natalie Rupp had a big game with 17 points. Natalie Cantrell with 8. South Dearborn, they left a lot of points at the free throw line, going 15 of 26. You could say the same about Rising Sun, going 9 of 17. So Rising Sun makes some more free throws. They're looking at a double-digit win. South Dearborn makes some free throws. They're looking at maybe winning this game themselves. But a really competitive, fun game in the consolation round to set the tone for the final night of the girls tournament on Friday. And then you get to the championship, Lawrenceburg taking on Switzerland County, the fourth year in a row that these two teams have met in the title game. And it was kind of close there early on, back and forth. Teams were trying to find their rhythm early on in the game. The shots weren't falling for Lawrenceburg like they were in the previous round. Switzerland County's one of their stars, Courtney Higgins, gets an early foul trouble. Brooke Todd, head coach, keeps her in there with two fouls very, very early in the first quarter. She ends up picking up her third. It was a gamble. It didn't work, and Higgins had to spend a lot of time on the bench, never really got in a rhythm, and was held to only 5 points after 16 in the first round against South Dearborn. So that certainly had an impact on the Lady Pacers and their game plan. Bree Stowe stepped up. Really good sophomore guard, can really shoot it. 15 points to lead for Switzerland County. Macy Collier with 8, but Lawrenceburg wins at 56-38 behind another great performance from Lizzie Reeder. 21 points and chipping in, well, really helping big time, I shouldn't even say chipping in, Natalie Caniga with 16 points. I've talked on this show about how her offensive output has gotten a lot better here in recent memory. She is starting to be consistent on that side, and those two are pretty dominant on the backboards as well for that Lady Tigers team. So those are the two Lady Tigers that make the all-tourney team. Lizzie Reeder, the MVP, I think the runaway MVP in this tournament. She had 46 points total, 8 shy of Lucy Kerrigan's record in 2018, 19 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. That averaged out to 23 points, 9.5 boards, 2.5 assists, and a steal and a half over those two games. Natalie Caniga, 24 points total, 16 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 steals, averaging out to 12, 8, 4, and 2.5. So those two very deserving to be on the all-tourney team as Lawrenceburg wins the Rivertown Classic for an unprecedented 7 times in a row. Bree Stowe, the lone all-tourney team representative for Switzerland County with 25 points over those two games, 10 in the first round, 15 in the championship, really picked up her offensive scoring in the championship game with Courtney Higgins sidelined for most of the game with the foul trouble. Alyssa Simpson and Bailey Morris, yeah, this team might only finish third at the Rivertown Classic, but both those young ladies scoring 29 points. They each had 13 in round one, 16 in the second round, so those two very deserving as well, played fantastic games. And then Natalie Rupp, the lone representative for South Dearborn, ended up scoring 24 points total, so 12-point average over those two games. That's usually good enough to get you on the all-tourney team, and a couple impressive performances there from Natalie gets her on the all-tourney team as a senior. So as a whole, thought the girls' tournament was a fun one. We got some pretty good games in there. Obviously, Lawrenceburg going on to win their 7th in a row. There's just a little bit of a difference between where they're at and where the other three teams are at right now. But again, a lot of talent spread out between the four teams that we saw at the Rivertown Classic. just too much firepower for Lawrenceburg as they go on to win it with their good guard play and excellent inside play with Reeder and Kaniga leading the way as all-tourney team selections. Let's get to the Boys Rivertown Classic Tournament and recap the happenings from Thursday and Saturday. The opening contest on Thursday, South Dearborn and Switzerland County, 54-23 win for South Dearborn, stifling defense, and Switzerland County just didn't have any answers, playing yet again without their sophomore star, Cam Craig. Bradley Romans, another starter, was also out for the tournament, so Jacob Williams has been shouldering much of the scoring load for Switzerland County in the absence of Cam Craig, and then with Romans out, Kanan Johnson, Trace Johnson, those two young men, along with Aiden Griffith, really needed to step up and score the basketball to go along with Williams and the 17 points per game that he averages. But South Dearborn's defense, if you've seen them play, they are all over the ball handlers. Nothing is easy. It's sometimes even hard to get into your offensive sets with how well they are able to pressure the ball out front. Ryan Willoughby, who's having an excellent season, 23 points right on his average in that opening round game. Hudson Shackelford with 10 and Brody Tiki with 8 to kind of set the tone for South Dearborn's tournament. More on that in a moment. You get to the second game of the first round. On Thursday, Lawrenceburg and Rising Sun, it was kind of similar to the girls game where Lawrenceburg wins at 71-46, just too much offensive firepower for Lawrenceburg. Cooper Bobo with maybe the best game of his young career, just a sophomore, the younger brother of Jackson. We're going to hear from Coach Cutter here in just a few moments following the Lawrenceburg championship win on Saturday. He's going to talk about Cooper and the big shoes that he has to fill following in the footsteps of his brother, but a huge game there. In the opening round, Ben Cornett, who's a little bit of an underappreciated player on this team, I think, playing the point guard role, good ball handler. He can score it, even though that's not what he's out there to do primarily. He had 7 points, but the 6 assists, more important there. That's what you want to see from your point guard, and he is an excellent on-ball defender. Logan Rohr, Gerald Taylor, Noah Kaniga, 9 points each. So when you have 4 young men that are close to double figures, and then you have Bobo, who pours in 24, that's going to be a winning recipe most nights for this Lawrenceburg team. For Rising Sun, Dylan Martin, Brady Works, they have been very consistent players. For Brandon Snodgrass, 13 points each to lead Rising Sun. They just didn't get much scoring beyond that against a good defensive team in the Lawrenceburg Tigers. So we moved to Saturday in the consolation game. Myself and Bill Smith there for this one. Rising Sun, a 62-53 winner over Switzerland County. They came out on absolute fire. Could not miss. Before you knew it, Dylan Martin had already hit 3 threes. He had 11 early points in this game. Rising Sun gets out to a huge lead. They're leading 21 at the half, but Switzerland County, give them a lot of credit. They continued to fight back in this game and were able to get it into single digits a couple of times. It ended up being a 9-point loss for Switzerland County, but considering where they were at earlier in the game, being able to come back and get it to single digits was a heck of an effort. Jacob Williams was unstoppable in the second half, ended up with 22 points. Cooper Todd made some big threes, big baskets, particularly in the third quarter with 16 points to help Switzerland County get back in the game. But Dylan Martin, he came out quickly and really poured it on. 19 points in total. Peyton Merica was really good as well. 17 points. He was getting on the backboards, rebounding the ball well for the Shiners to lead them to a second win this season over Switzerland County. So they've already won the Ruler of the River game. They've won at the Rivertown Classic, and these two teams will meet a little bit later on in a conference game in the ORVC. Shiners looking for the season sweep. I do believe Cam Craig will be back for that game. He was out warming up, not before the game, but we'll call it pregame shoot-around. He was out there going through some motions, definitely out of the walking boot, which he was in for a few weeks with that foot injury. Bradley Romans was out there moving around as well, wasn't as active as Cam was, but it looks like those two should be back in due time for Switzerland County, which will obviously make them stronger than what they are without those two young men. Moving forward to the championship game, You can always feel the energy shift a little bit when Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn take the floor, especially when it's the championship game at the Rivertown at Classic. These two rivals, just like Rising Sun and Switzerland County, and it was an electric atmosphere there at South Dearborn High School as these two teams tipped it up in the championship game. Of course, South Dearborn was the two-time defending champs, and it looks like they were going to win the game exactly like they won it a year ago. If you remember back to the 2022 season, South Dearborn wins the Rivertown Classic over Lawrenceburg 39-23. The score was 9-8 at halftime. Lawrenceburg actually led at the half a year ago, but South Dearborn just blitzed them in the second half. No scoring virtually for the Tigers in that second half, and South Dearborn got the big win. This year, go into halftime, and we're looking at a score of 18-10. Lawrenceburg was shut out in the second period and trailed by 8 points going into the second half. After some words from Coach Cutter in the locker room, Lawrenceburg came out a little energized in the third quarter, and some early baskets, Logan Rohrer, corner three from Cooper Bobo. They were able to get out in transition, get some easier baskets that they weren't getting really any good looks in the first half due to South Dearborn's great defense. But the Tigers come out and win the third quarter 13-6. They go on to win the fourth quarter 21-12 and win the game 44-36 behind 14 points from Logan Rohrer. He shot 7-10 on two-point baskets. He did try two threes, didn't make them, but when he was going to the rim, he was virtually unstoppable. His leaping ability is uncanny. When he gets to his left hand, you might as well forget about it. He's going to score. Cooper Bobo, a little bit slower scoring night than he did in the first round, but still had 10. He went 5-8 from the free throw line, some big free throws. He made that big corner three to give the Tigers some momentum in that early third quarter as well. Some other top performers in this game, Sam Cornett, 7 points, 7 rebounds. Much of his points coming late in the game, but they were big ones that helped seal the victory for this Tigers team. Did a great job rebounding and altering shots at the rim as well. Ben Cornett, 5 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, playing with a dislocated finger. And then Noah Kaniga, he made a big three in this game. It was his only points, but it was the defensive job that really stood out to me for Noah, because he drew the responsibility of guarding Ryan Willoughby, who has been a 23.6-point per game scorer this year. Ryan scores 10 points on 2 of 8 from 2, 1 of 4 from 3, and did make 3 of 3 free throws. But I thought Noah did an excellent job of guarding him man-to-man in this game. And Ryan was the leading scorer for South Dearborn with 10 points. Brody Tiki had 9. Schwab had 8. Hudson Shackelford with 7. And Kunkel with 2. That's all the scoring for South Dearborn. But if you want to break it down by half, you look at Lawrenceburg, they shot 28% in the first half. South Dearborn wasn't much better at 31%, but they were able to make a couple more threes, a couple more field goals. You go to the second half, Tigers shoot 73% on 11 of 15 shooting. They stopped taking threes. They just attacked the basket. They were able to make 11 of 20 free throws in the second half, which isn't a good percentage, but they made up 4 points at the 5 points at the free throw line in the second half. But 73% versus 26%, which is what South Dearborn shot, 5 of 19 in the second half. A big reason why that was able to happen for the Tigers is their defensive intensity ramped up. They made it tougher for South Dearborn on the offensive end, and that allowed Lawrenceburg to get out in transition and get some easier buckets. And they also were able to find some better looks at the basket in their half-court offense as well. But a pretty clean game. Teams didn't turn it over a ton. They combined for 18 turnovers. Really, once you start to look at it, it's just a tale of two halves in this game. And Lawrenceburg came away with the 44-36 win behind an MVP performance from Cooper Bobo, the tournament MVP, 34 points total. Logan Rohrer, 23 points, also making the all-tournament team. Two selections from South Dearborn, Ryan Willoughby and Brody Tiki. Dylan Martin for Rising Sun and Jacob Williams for Switzerland County. Congratulations to everyone that made the all-tournament team on both the girls and boys sides of things. But we did catch up with Lawrenceburg head coach Brad Cutter and his two seniors, Sam Cornett and Logan Rohrer, after their Rivertown Classic Championship win on Saturday night. Here's that interview from South Dearborn High School.
congratulations on winning the Rivertown Classic. You went into the half down 18-10, didn't score any points in the second quarter. What was the message to the team that lit the fire for the second half?
I just thought we were not playing Lawrenceburg basketball first half. We looked like we were playing on our heels. We got a little timid when they made a couple shots and their crowd got into it. And then I just thought our shot selection wasn't very good. We were shooting one on five shots instead of moving the ball and doing what we've been doing well the last couple weeks. You respond with 73% in the second half, and hold your opponent to under 30 the whole game. You're gonna win some games.
I thought defensively in the second half there was a kind of a switch that flipped, and you guys were the more aggressive team, creating some havoc, getting in the open court. I think that really started to open things up offensively for you. Kids got a little bit of a rhythm.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing we just keep talking about day in, day out is we've got a young team. I know people are used to watching Logan Rohr play varsity basketball for 3 years and Cooper for half a year and Sam for a little bit last year, but we got a young squad, and, you know, it's part of it is the learning curve, and unfortunately, you don't want that to happen in games like this, but I think the first half tonight was a learning curve. You know, you got to come out and not scoreboard watch and just do your thing and, you know, keep your foot down and keep your head in. And I thought they did that. I challenged them at halftime just to keep their head down and focus on what we needed to do and not watch the scoreboard, and it'll take care of it.
Coach, we're really impressed tonight with Ben Cornett's defense. Talk a little bit about, get a lot of the praise, you know, the points a lot of the time.
First thing I'll say about Ben is Ben's toughness. Ben dislocated his pinky finger yesterday in practice on his non-shooting hand. That's why he's got it taped up. Went and got it popped back in last night and showed up this morning ready to go. And his toughness.
Wow.
His toughness in the weight room, his toughness in practice. It's why he's our captain. It's why he leads our team with our seniors. And we don't expect any different. That's
all
we get every day.
Yeah.
That's just one of the main big reasons why we were able to pull that out.
Just one final question from me, at least. You speak of that toughness. This obviously a tournament, something that simulates what the sectional is going to look like come March. What'd you learn about your team over these two games here at South Dearborn?
The biggest thing I've learned the last two games is, you know, when we play well together as a team, we're going to be tough to beat. I don't care what our experience is. I don't care who's on the floor. We've got 7, 8, 9 guys that can play well together. They get along together. And we've seen that the last month in practices and games. And I think our momentum is starting to pick up, and it's what you talk about as a coach. You want to peak in late January, middle of February, and we hopefully get, you know, keep making strides and try to defend our sectional championship.
Well, Cooper Bobo just named the MVP. You want to speak about Cooper a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think he only had 10 tonight, so that's not a lot for him, you know, after having a 20-24, whatever he had Thursday night. But he's consistent. He's really matured on the floor, off the floor. He feels like he's got big shoes to fill with his brother, you know, being a 4-year varsity player. But
right. He's
starting to develop into exactly what we needed to, and the good thing for us is we have him for 2 more years.
Sam, congratulations on the win. Awesome tournament. Tell me about the defense in the second half. You guys really ramped it up. You yourself making some block shots, rebounding the basketball. You had some timely baskets as well. How you feeling right now?
I'm feeling pretty good. We came out second half, made some big changes, and brought a lot more energy than we did the first half. I personally didn't play as hard as I could have the first half, and just really ramped it up second half and executed well.
Can you talk about Ben and his dislocated finger and how tough he is?
Yeah, yesterday at practice, Cooper threw him a pass a little too hard and popped his pinky out of place, but he was ready to go today. He had it taped to his index or ring finger.
Logan, nice performance there in a championship game, 14 points. You really came on in the third quarter. The defensive intensity ramped up. You were very aggressive going to the basket. Tell us about how you guys turned things around there in the second half.
Well, you know how it goes. Coach is talking to us. We're down 8. It was intense in the locker room. I knew I had to step up. And then when I stepped up, the team stepped up. Uphill from there, sorry.
Talk about your defensive effort as a whole.
Yeah, we were playing amazing defense in the second half. Ben really stepped up, guarded Brody. Pretty sure we held everybody under 10 this game. Really good performance on defense.
Ryan Willoughby with 10, Brody with 9.
Yeah.
Is that about where you guys wanted to be in this game?
Exactly where we wanted to be.
All right, fantastic. Well, I saw you first one up there to cut down the net. How'd that feel?
Felt great. You know, I've never been on the varsity team to win Rivertown, so it was a great experience.
All right, well, you guys, Bill, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, I know you can't share everything, but what was the message at halftime?
I wasn't going to ask, but go ahead if you can say it in a nice way.
It's It was just a lot of screaming. I don't remember like the exact words he said, but you know,
a lot of motivation is what you're trying to say. Yeah.
Okay. We got to step up, obviously.
So big win for the Tigers as they have some really great momentum going right now. They're playing good basketball. I would say South Dearborn is still playing some good basketball despite the loss in the championship game. And these two teams going to meet up again on February 17th. We will be there at South Dearborn High School for that call. Wouldn't miss it. Going to be an excellent EIAC regular season game. It's going to be an electric atmosphere, and as we've come to know with these two teams, at least here in recent memory, it's going to be a low-scoring ball game, but it is going to be a good one and one that you'll hear right here at your hometown radio station. So, final wrap-up from the Rivertown Classic. Lawrenceburg sweeps the week as the cheerleading team from Lawrenceburg won the cheer competition on Saturday afternoon, breaking South Dearborn's streak of 5 years in a row winning it. So, all three championships go to Lawrenceburg this year at the Rivertown Classic. And as always, my favorite event that we get to do during the basketball season. I love getting out to the Rivertown. I love the energy and the excitement that it garners. And just a lot of basketball over 4 days. That's a never bad thing if you are a basketball fan like I am. So again, thanks to Bill Smith, Mike Perlberg, Chuck Thomas for helping out with our Rivertown Classic broadcast. And thanks to everybody at South Dearborn High School for their hospitality. Steve Giesting, Ryan Walston, Ram Ballard, all those guys were very helpful to us this week. So thanks to those guys and everybody there at South Dearborn High School. And we'll look forward to being out there for the 24th annual Rivertown Classic at the start of 2024. I had a feeling I was going to go long on the Rivertown Classic considering we were there to cover all 4 nights. So that's going to basically make me go into my heat check segment to get through these last 9 or 10 minutes. So not going to spend a whole lot of time on this stuff, but certainly worth mentioning. The Ripley County Tournament is held adjacently to the Rivertown Classic, and it was a Batesville sweep out there as the Lady Bulldogs won the championship game at Milan on Friday over South Ripley, 52-35. Jacksonville was a winner in the consolation game over the host Lady Indians, 71-29. And then on the boys' side of things, got the same matchups. Jacksonville won the consolation game 56-43 over Milan, and then Batesville, the winner of the championship against South Ripley, 67-64. The boys' games played at South Ripley this week. Cole Pride was the tournament MVP on the boys' side, 31 points in that title game to lead the Bulldogs. So, similar to the Rivertown Classic, very fun. The four teams from Ripley County getting together. I like that they switch it around and go to the different schools. Girls played at Milan, boys played at South Ripley. You know, Jacksonville and Batesville will get a chance to host as well. I think that's really, really neat. And also during the boys' games on Saturday, six new inductees to the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame were honored in between games. We got all the details about those honorees over at EagleCountryOnline.com. I think it was last week that we talked about those right here on this very show. So, congratulations again to Batesville sweeping the Ripley County Tournament. All right, let's move on over to swimming and diving. The EIAC Championship happening over the weekend in boys action. East Central wins the conference championship 419. Greensburg, they were second, 242. Batesville, 191 in third. Connersville, fourth at 149. Lawrenceburg in fifth at 109, and South Dearborn sixth with 65 points. On the girls' side, sweep for East Central, 405 dominant performance, defeating second place Connersville, who had 260 points. Batesville third at 164. Lawrenceburg fourth at 144. Greensburg fifth at 113, and South Dearborn sixth at 106. And new East Central High School record in girls 1 meter diving, that set by Bree Cleary. So congratulations to Bree. East Central also had some relay winners in the girls 200 medley, the boys 200 medley, the girls 200 free, the boys 200 free, and the boys free. The boys 400 free. Easy for me to say. Several individual winners as well for East Central: Caden Cummins, Brogan Wilson, Sam Mittermeier, Aiden Ketchum, Nick Hutchinson, Kyle Gooden, Tara Hall, Emily Haferteppen, and a couple of dual winners with Brogan Wilson, Caden Cummins, winning a couple of different events for East Central. We got the full rundown on the local sports report over at EagleCountryOnline.com. Speaking of East Central athletics, back in 2020, you might remember East Central and Elders wrestling teams getting together for a really cool event that took place in the EC Performing Arts Center. They really did this up production-wise. It kind of felt like you were at like a pro wrestling WWE show. They wrestled on the stage under the lights. A really cool atmosphere, and guess what? Those two schools are going to do it again this year. Coming up in a dual meet on Friday, January 20th from the EC Performing Arts Center. They're going to be running it back, EC versus Elder, pack the pack. We plan to talk with both coaches from East Central and Elder to preview this event coming up next Friday. Excuse me. We will likely air those interviews during my regular show, Drive Time with Double T, and then you'll hear snippets of them hopefully next Monday during crunch time. We will have the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers basketball team on to celebrate the Rivertown Classic Championship, but before we get to Coach White and the Lady Tigers, we'll play a couple of snippets from those two coaches to preview and pump you up for the wrestling duel coming up on Friday, January 20th. More details to come over at EagleCountryOnline.com. All right, this is going to be a super heat check to round out the show this evening. Got a couple of minutes to get in some thoughts about the Bengals, the end of their regular season, which was interesting to say the least. A week ago today, everyone is familiar with the DeMar Hamlin situation at this point in time, suffering the cardiac arrest during last week's game in Cincinnati. And what can you say about this whole situation other than it's been super heartwarming to see so many people rally behind DeMar and send some positive vibes his way and him doing so well at this point in time after we didn't know if he was going to make it last Monday, but the medical personnel on the field administering CPR and the AED, making sure that he had a pulse, getting him to UC Medical Center where those experts take over, and DeMar doing much better now, off the breathing tube, breathing on his own. He is there neurologically, able to communicate with his family and his teammates this week. And wasn't it really cool that when he woke up, apparently the story is he wrote on a piece of paper, "Did we win the game?" Just showing you athlete's mentality. Wasn't thinking about himself, even in the harshest of circumstances. He just wanted to know if his brothers went out and won that game in Monday Night Football. And I don't want to make this sound like the football part is bigger than DeMar Hamlin's story. It is certainly not, but there were circumstances that came out of the Bengals and Bills not playing that Monday night game, and the Bengals had to win yesterday against the Baltimore Ravens, or they were going to face a coin flip to see who was going to host the wild card game between those two teams. Luckily for the Bengals, they were able to take care of business against the Ravens and ensure that they're playing at home, which will be this Sunday night, 8:15 game against that same team, but with more of their offensive weapons intact. So it will be an extremely tough game for the Bengals. Always tough to play a division rival and tough to beat a team two times in a year, let alone back-to-back weeks. But Joe Burrow said that his team likes it the hard way. And if anybody was wondering about their championship window, Joe's response was my entire career, which I think is absolutely awesome. That gave me chills hearing that. But I think the Bengals have a team that is capable of getting back and winning the Super Bowl this year, but it will not be an easy road if they beat Baltimore. They're likely going to Buffalo next week. I think we all want to see those two teams play since we did not get to see them finish the Monday night game. I think that will be a record-breaking viewership for TV if that and when that game happens next week. And then who knows what will happen if they get to the AFC Championship. They could host if it's anybody but Kansas City. If it is Kansas City, then they'll have to go right back where they were a year ago to get to the Super Bowl. But certainly hoping for another fun, wild, awesome ride to the big game for the Bengals. And hopefully this year they're going to bring that Lombardi Trophy home for the first time in franchise history. I'd love to talk a little bit more football, but I've run myself out of time. I want to thank you for listening to Crunch Time, not only tonight, but each and every Monday. And thanks to Ortho Cincy for their continued sponsorship of this show and high school athletics. We'll do it again next week. The Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers basketball team in studio to celebrate the Rivertown Classic Championship, talk about the remainder of their regular season and their aspirations about going and winning a sectional title. Going to be a good show next week right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3, and at EagleCountryOnline.com. Come on.